Blog Talk Radio.
On the spot diva, from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter, that blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues, that laugh at their ass on that hot mess news, with hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up, I love it, boy, you already know, you're listening to the only diva spot radio,
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay,
Mic check 1212. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Y'all know what it is. It's Women's to Women's Wednesday, and we going in. I got two special things going on tonight. I got two co-hosts. I got Future Guru 100 live in the building, and you know I always got the queen holding me down, Intense Desire. We're going to get Guru live and open on the line in a couple of minutes, but the hot topic tonight, we talking about the parents, the mates. You know, like after you break up, they try to keep the kids from you. So we're going to have some hot tips and services tonight that we rocking in with y'all. So y'all make sure y'all call us up. Call us at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. You can also chat it up with your theme in the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. ENT, we can get your questions, your comments in the chat room, and we'll put stuff on blast for you live here on Diva Spot Radio. I'm going to try to find my co-host right now. I'm going to try to get Guru in the building with me in a few seconds. Y'all bear with me. Oh, not to mention, I got hot music. Oh, Guru is live in the building. Mic check 1212. We got to give a big round of applause for that because Guru is always holding the queen down, and this is what we do. 4 to 5 days a week. So y'all know what it is. Yo, boo,
yeah,
we got
I appreciate you asking me to help you out and co-host, and I'm going to give myself a round of applause. How about that? you want me to have fun? I'm going to have fun. And I know we got 216. I believe that's your other co-host. She on point. Her mic is not muted. Holler if you hear me. So,
oh, hey, what's going on?
Where you at?
What's going on, Queen? Welcome to the show, Intense Desire, live in the building on Diva Spot Radio.
Yeah,
what's going on, everybody?
We about to shut down tonight. You know we got some extra haters out there. You know we got some BMs and them BDs, a.k.a. baby mama, baby daddy. After we break up, now we ain't together no more. Now I'm going to use the kid as a weapon to hurt you. Oh, you can't see your kid until you do this, until you do that, a.k.a. until you do what I say. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. Queen, how about it? Like, give us your input on that situation right there, because I know, you know, we saw a couple of things, but the diva going to get into a little later on in the show. I'm going to get into some details about the services and tips, how to deal with these types of mom and people.
I don't have any kids, but I have two type of women in my family. I have the ones that we're talking about tonight who use their kids as leverage a kid suffers like when they're not able to have a relationship with both parents, especially when both parents are wanting and willing to have a relationship. And in the long run, the truth will come out. You know, you keep your kid a kid, but once they get older, and they will ask questions, why wasn't daddy around as much? Why wasn't mommy around? Where was you at? And one day these parents gonna tell their kids the truth, and then your kid will resent you, like, severely. The other part is the parents who only want the other parent involved when they need something. Okay, well, you want some new sneakers. Well, go call your sorry-ass daddy. Tell him to get you some sneakers. Go call your lazy-ass mama. Tell her to take you to get a haircut. Kids don't process financial things at a young age. It's not about sneakers. It's not about money for a field trip. You don't have to have any of that to love your kid. And a lot of parents instill that in their kid when they no longer with the other parent. Well, you need this, call your daddy. Like, that's another form of using your kid as leverage to keep from having to pull your part financially as well.
And you definitely right about that. I definitely can agree with you on that, Queen, that the parent uses the child as leverage to get something out of the other parent rather than, and that's kind of like that's a sorry move. Like, that's a chump fool to put your kid on the phone and say, oh, call and ask your daddy for money so we can get this, this, and this, and that, and so forth. And you already know you got your child support check live in the bank. You know, you got it. You went and got the hair done, nails done, everything done. And that was all done. You know, food done in the house. But now you're calling the child and you know, prepping the child to lie to get money out of either the mother or the father. But that's definitely not what's up. I want y'all to call in. We're going to call this baby mama, baby daddy wars for the time being. 20 minutes on Diva's spot. We're going to call it that for a second because I have seen parents use a child to call up the other one to get money. And then let's talk about the way that you talk about the other parent. Oh, call your sorry-ass daddy, call your sorry-ass mother. That's ridiculous. That's a cop-out for you right there. Then all that's doing is turning, you know, the child or looking at, giving the child a negative image about their mother or their father. Like, that's definitely not what's up right there. I wouldn't never, even if, you know, my child's father wasn't about nothing, I would still paint a great image about him. Like, your father wasn't a worker and a builder, and he was a superman. I don't want that child to grow up thinking, like, oh, my father wasn't shit, so why should I be shit to my kids?
Okay, Diva Mary Kay, I know your show is just popping because callers is popping out of nowhere. I got a 202 and I got a 216. So I just had to let you know that they in the queue.
All
and,
right,
I gotta open up the line for 202 because they've been holding off for a second. 202-904, what's your name and where you calling from?
What up, Guru? This is Genius, man. Salute to the show. Salute to everybody.
All right, Genius was good. I think that called for a round of applause. Let me try to cue that back up. Genius in the building.
Live in the building.
I'm proud of Genius, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. I had to give you a round of applause because I'm running dang.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I'm humble, but I appreciate that. Not much, man. Just doing the business and just finished doing the knowledge, man. So, figured I'd call in, you know, pay my respects and everything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's live. All right.
Yeah.
Diva Mary Kay, you got the floor.
That's what's up. Peace to the King Genius calling in to the building. I know you definitely want to give your opinion about how these parents using these kids as weapons, using them as leverage to try to get money out or to try to hurt the other spouse. And again, for those who are just tuning in, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Press the one button to be heard. Our hot topic tonight is, you know, we're talking about some parents that use these kids as leverage and as weapons. And later on, in maybe about 15, 20 minutes, Diva's going to hit y'all with some knowledge on how to deal with these people who got this thinking, talking about the visitation's rights. We talking about after you separate from the divorce, what the judges are looking for, how they make their decision of who the child is going to be with, and we're going to go into some tips and tricks about that whole visitation situation so you won't have to have no hesitation. I like how I did that. I might become a rapper. Genius, go ahead and chime in, King. We listening because you know you got the knowledge.
Oh, man. I mean, you know me, I love the kids. You know, I hate to even hear about or see those types of situations, but unfortunately they do happen every day. You know, I think it's very ignorant of the people that actually participate, you know, in creating those types of situations, because at the end of the day, it only harms the child, you know what I'm saying? And we need to stop being selfish, you know, in situations. And, you know, make the child the first option. If we're making the child the first option, then we alleviate those types of matters from even existing. You know, regardless if you have bad ties with a person or have problems or issues with a person, that child shouldn't have to suffer because of your stupidity, you know. And it definitely should not exist at all. You know, we should be focusing on doing the right things as far as our kids. And if we are being responsible, then, you know, we wouldn't even have these types of issues. So we definitely need to educate ourselves more and hold ourselves accountable, too. Because if we didn't do a lot of the foolish things that we do, then none of these things would even exist in the first place. You know you got a seed at home, then you don't need to be up in the club making it rain, popping bottles when, you know, you got responsibilities and vice versa. You know, if you're a woman, and you know you got a child, stop spending that child support money on that Louis bag or whatever you're doing with it besides it going on the child, you know. Real talk. Because them kids ain't.
You can use some of that money to get you some, you know, nice little interview clothes to go and get you a job. That might help. If you're going to use some of the money, you know, use it to get you a white blouse, and, you know, it's vice versa, and they'll get you a tie, a good dress shirt, and khakis or whatever. Use it to go towards getting you a job, not sitting around collecting the check, man. I think it's about time for a break right about now. We're going to come back. We're going to get into some inspiring music that I got in the arsenal. Like, I can just pick from anything right about now, but we're going to go to some of this fire music, and after we come back from the break, we're going to go into this whole situation about child support figure. It's like some of us hear the word child support, we like, oh, damn, they about to come and get me. Not my money. But let's go into some of this.
And when we come back, we got 216-551 on deck. I see you out there. And what would you like to hear, Diva Mary Kay?
Hey, it's nothing. You can just click anything. Future Guru 100 holding me down on the switchboard, man.
Okay, all right, I'm about to pick something for you guys, and I hope I'm going to do a tribute because, you know, I'm still reminiscing over the Nate Dogg situation. So, you know, I'm gonna hit y'all with that Nate Dogg and Most Death, Foul Minds, Oh No. So, R.I.P. Nate Dogg, you know, he just had his funeral arrangements this week, so I'm letting this go for Nate Dogg, R.I.P. Everybody that's listening, take a moment out for Nate Dogg.
One for the shovel, two for the baby. Welcome to the great incredible pay for Jay. He get boo slaves if you wanna keep pay.
Oh no, niggas ain't scared to hustle. It's been 7 days of same clothes. Ask them originals, cause they know. All steps, Nate Dogg, very roll. Step away from the mic, be too cold. The funk might crack to your nose.
Say my name. Therefore I stake my claim. I independently laid down and paid my game. My own two ways, my flame. Cause dick riding ain't my thing. I earned what they said I wouldn't. I got it the way they said I couldn't. But now I'm getting it and they whole grill is cooking. Mad cause I'm getting kicked out from my bookings. When y'all was asking permission, I just stepped up and took it. What? The kids better buy my rookie card now. Cause after this year, the price ain't coming down. And if you got a joint bubbling, then get money now. Cause in a minute, it's gonna be some real trouble coming out. Just a warning. As usual, some cats won't heed it. The hard headed always gotta feel it to believe it. Shame the jealous gaze is too short to see it. But when they face it, the semen, they know it in agreement. We can play nice and decent, but dirty like the 7-1 precinct. Call it a day, you make it a
it's long evening. You keep on scheming and give me some more reason. I had the women in your mama's church screaming, Lord Jesus. Harder than y'all, cause I'm smarter than y'all. I know the deep down it got to be boring, y'all. Pay attention, watch your block will get larger than y'all. Pour your pride on the rocks, make it swallow it all.
Oh no, look at who they let in the back door. From Long Beach to Brooklyn, they know. We rock from the east to west coast. Queen to Lucy, baby.
No.
Step away from the mic, they too cold. The phone might crash to your
very contagious rap, should be trapped in cages. Two stages of whack, the styles rap, the blazing, and it amazes. Me how you claim thugs to go two ways without sky tell pages. I'm intellectual, pass flow essays and motorcade, police parades, do we sell it? More beef than Dele. Plus what I vent is just, what you let the vent is eat relay. Hallelujah, several marches to ya. Maintain a same frame of mind through ya. Get the picture, sit your seat, your creature with scripture. I'm equipped to flip your reach ya. Pharaoh and Moses, verbal osmosis, coast to coast. We boast to be the most explosive here. Ferocious, the lyrical prognosis. Your dose is just leaving you mentally unfocused there. MC's just come on round. Never miss contestants or catch a beat down. Don't be hesitant, sound cracks the sediment. It's evident we medicine for your whole town. Sky's the limit, game's infinite when I'm in it. All windows is in it, seeing me when I'm in it. Rap, we got it on lock, man, stop that. Put that mic back down, boy, drop that. Cyros flows, blow shows like afros. We hate y'all, though, that's my Nate Doggo.
Oh, no, niggas ain't scared to hustle. It's been 7 days, the same flow. Ask them originals, cause they know. All steps, Nate Doggo, been roll. Step away from the mic, they too cold. The folk mic crack to your nose. Niggas ain't scared to hustle. It's been 7 days, the same flow. Ask them originals, cause they know. All steps, Nate Doggo, been roll. Step away from the mic, they too cold. The folk mic crack to your nose.
Yo,
welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary King. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Y'all you know what it is. It's Women's and Women's Wednesday. I got Intense Desire live in the building with me. I got Future Guru 100 live in the building with me, holding me down on that switch. We got Genius live in the building with me, making sure we keep up our knowledge on this situation. Yo, you know how we do, man. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard, because we can't hear you unless you put your 1 in the air, man. Man,
and don't forget, we got a 216-551 holding on the line, so take it away, Diva Mary Kay.
That's why
Wydot
live in the building.
Oh, that's Wydot. I got to give him a round of applause, too, because I'm running things.
Oh,
hold on.
Play the 20th century for Wydot, man.
Wydot
get 20th century.
Oh, why not?
I'm on that, too. Well, now, rocking with Wydot
beat. I'd like to give a shout out to Y.B. for holding me down on the Twitter. I really appreciate how he just, you know, supports me and Diva Mary Kay and Genius and the rest of the fam. Intense Desire as well. I see you out there, boy. What's up?
What's good, family? How y'all doing?
Good.
Oh, we gotta stop that. I know Y.B. ain't coming in the building on his macaroni. What's good, baby?
What's good, sis? What's good, man?
The show has started. You about to get on the stage, man? Give us presents.
Yo, my bad, y'all. Like I ain't ever called the show after doing homework.
Oh wow. Well, at least you getting your mind right. Okay.
Yeah, right. Mike is fried right now.
What's up with paperwork?
Well, I know you got a little bit. I know you got a lot more brain left to drop some knowledge on us about this topic that we're talking about these baby mothers and baby fathers that's using these kids to leverage or use them as a weapon against the other one. So holla at us, man.
Yo, I mean, seeing that I actually have three kids, my first situation experiencing
separating with my first child's mom was very, very, I want to say it was crazy. You never know an individual until you actually, you know, separate with them. They can tell you all day throughout that relationship, you know, how it would be if we ever separated and, you know, saying it would be kids, this and that. But I know even while in a relationship with her, like just the little things she would do as far as with the kids to hold them against me, like, yo, you bounce, you go out, and, you know, you do whatever, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to the same token and the same trait of me doing the same thing, like you're throwing your kids up in the face, like how you just going to leave and dip out on your kids or how you just going to, you know. So immediately it's important to know who you have a baby with. Like, and I never regret my kids, but I regret the individuals that I had kids with to a certain degree because I pay child support for all, you know, for both of my kids. So I don't pay it for my youngest. But even while paying child support for one of my kids, the second child support order didn't come until after the breakup, which was when I was with, you know, my child, my second child's mom. And the reason being was once she found out that she was pregnant with Madison, she immediately just got, like, bananas and crazy and said, you're not going to take care of another bitch kid and not take care of mine. And what's so crazy about that is I was still taking care of both of my kids, like, and not just the needs alone, the Jordans, the, you know, the high expensive clothes, the, you know, and just keeping them fresh and polished out. So, yo, so she put me on child support for the second baby for that main reason of you're not going to take care of another of these kids, and you got kids over here. So that's how that went down. I resent her, too, today. I resent her today for the way that she carried herself in that situation. Because, again, like, if you got an individual, you take somebody that isn't, like, that isn't doing to their kids, that don't come see them, that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like 80% of individuals that won't do for their kid on the financial tip, not alone come and see them and be their mental support, physical support, spiritual support. So you take an individual that does that and you put them on child support for whatever your selfish reason is, and I'm never going to complain about it because child support is what it is. It goes to my kids. But I will say the only complaint that I will have about it is now you get to live off of it because my kids get almost $700 a month. So I know for a fact, like, I mean, my kids don't have a need or a necessity, you know, it's in a need or a want on a daily basis, but I'm paying your rent. On a lot of places, I'm paying your rent and I'm paying your car note. So, and business like that, you know, it's just like the female needs to understand child support is not a scapegoat. If we didn't need child support when we lay down and had these babies, why in the hell do we need child support when we break up? I don't understand it. We ain't had a course then, we got the course now, and then the course is biased. I mean, I'm going to just be frankful and true. The course is biased. I don't watch individuals go into a child support court hearing, the judge not look them in the face at all, and sentencing them. Like, seriously. Like, just, yo, like, fuck what you got to say. Yo, you behind on child support 30 days, a year in jail. Like, yo, so I'm going to take care of my kids if I'm a year in jail, I'm 30 days in jail. Like, that's, it's bananas. So the women need to understand, yo, child support is not your scapegoat. And using your kids, using your kids as leverage to have an individual do whatever you want, that only makes that person resent you. And, you know, once a person resents you, it's really, really hard to come back from that, seriously. So I would say get it together on a women tip. And, you know, I mean, not more so males. I don't really know males that do it, but women definitely use the play, like the kids tip, to play on people's mind. And that shit is retarded and immature.
Dear America, I'd like to chime in on this. This is Future Guru 100. I want a message to all the fathers out there that might be going through something with their baby mothers. I'm going to share a little advice with you because it's from experience. Like, you have to take the high road no matter what. However she acting, you got to take the high road. You got to be the mature person. That back and forth bickering ain't never going to work. she's not going to be able to keep the child from you forever. And then the other thing I want to say is, as bad as it hurts, as bad as no matter what you're going to go through is on the negative side, she's definitely not going to want to have to try to keep, she's not going to want to have to keep, even keep that child from you a long, long time. It's just that you have to really sit down and work it out. Like, if it can be, it can be. And if it can't at the time, it can't be, but it will be the time to work it out. So I really want to just make that, I want to make that real clear that you have to give yourself an opportunity to take the high road. If you put your hands on it, you're creating a whole other case for yourself. If I mean, that's when it really hurts, when you can't see your child to the point that you really want to put hands on it. But
right,
you can't do it. So I just want to add that communication and really just coming forward with whatever bread you can to show some support if you ain't working or whatever, like, that all has to be considered. If you are working, if she's taking the child support, oh, well, that's the way it goes, man. I ain't knocking it. I ain't for it. I wasn't for it. I never had to be in child support court or nothing like that. I do have a daughter. She's 16, but I've always worked. So if the child support order was there, it was there. It doesn't matter. I was going to take care of my child anyway. So I just want to tell everybody out there to keep your head up. The baby daddy's got to keep their head up. The baby mama's got to keep their head up. That's really what it is for me.
That's definitely what's up. I can definitely respect that, because at the end of the day, and big shout out to GP listening, tune on the Ghetto Prophet, tuning in to the show. Call in Ghetto Prophet 850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It drops some knowledge on us. And I can definitely understand, like, what Guru was saying and what Wydot was saying. But for any parent that's going through this whole child situation, and, you know, they're trying to keep it, it's the legal representation that you need. Like, even when you go to a, go to the court, you know, you want to go and try to, it's, they got a unit for men now. Yeah, and a lot of men don't notice, like, they have a men's right for men. And in a minute, I'm going to drop some audio on y'all about this situation. But before you decide to try to go and fight and battle with this situation, take a look at the resources that you already have in the court. Take a look at the resources that you already have in the court. Go try to see a mediator. While you're in that big-ass court building, go around and say, you know, any type of men advocacy here or divorce advocates here. And when you go there, say, you know, here's my situation. Don't be too long-winded. Ask them, look, I'm trying to get some free legal advice or whatever. I'm looking for a pro bono lawyer. A pro bono lawyer is somebody that's going to do it for you, and, you know, you will qualify for funds for the state to help you with your situation, especially with you being separated or getting divorced. But even with parents, you know, with this visitation situation, say you go to court, okay, you got me on child support. Let the judge know it ain't about nothing, because I was going to get my kids' money anyway. And they can't take all your money. They can only give a percentage of what you work in. So at the end of the day, when you're in front of that judge or whatever, you got your lawyer with you, you got your paperwork together, you got your mom right. Don't sit there and be quiet. They talking about you, your kid, and the man or woman that you had this child with. So all that, you have to represent yourself. Don't be sitting there like, oh, like you frustrated or you aggravated. It's game time when you get in that court. You there to play the game. It's just like football. You got to have that shit planned out. You can go ahead and score. It ain't about beating the other team. It's just a compromise and an understanding. Because just to drop a jewel when you go to the custody hearing, this is what the judge is going to look for. And if you want to get some pen and paper, that's fine, because I'm about to drop some jewels on y'all. So if y'all want to get some notes. And the good thing about it, if you're missing the show or if you can't get it right now, all my shows are recorded, so you can go back later after the show is over and listen to it. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. So this is what the judge is going to look for. The judge is going to look for who picks and drops the kid off to school, who has the caretaking, like who cooks the meals, who shows up for the games, do you go to church, who is spending the most time with the child, who is the primary caretaker of the child, meaning who is this child with the majority of the time. Certain things, like even with joint custody, you know, if you can get joint custody, meaning the physical custody would be with one person, and the other parent would be able to have say on, like, the schooling, after-school programs, medical insurance, and their visitation. So that's just a few things that the judge look at, not all, but like I said, and later on in the show, you know, Diva going to play some audio for y'all, because we all hard workers and we all grinders. Like, this is how it go. But when it comes to your child, it's so personal. Like, my heart, you trying to take something from me that meant so much to me. They can hurt you by trying to take something. This is a part of you. You're trying to take something from me. This is how I'm going to get them. Oh, you can't see your baby. You can't see your child. That's all right, homeboy, homegirl. I ain't going to argue with you. Go directly to the court. You get there before they ass get there. You file you a complaint. And with the visitation, now, if you can't meet her at her house or you can't meet him at his house for certain reasons, What the mediator do or what you can say to the judge is, I want to be able to meet him or her at a safe place, a library, a police station. I would recommend a police station because if they don't show up for their visitation or they late, your ass file your report right then and there. She did not show up, he did not show up, but this person was late. You go back down to the court, file for an appeal and say, look, I was there for my time to see my child, and this person didn't show up. Or this person showed up 2 or 3 hours late, which only left me with 45 minutes. The judge would then reconsider the visitations and flip the script. But you got to make sure you're ready for the parents. You have to make sure that you're ready to be a full-time parent. Because a lot of us, you know, after we break up, first thing we say is, oh, he ain't shit, she ain't shit. All she do is smoke and drink. And don't go to school, don't do nothing. But all that shit was probably together. What's the shot? What's going on, man?
Hey, that's how them arguments and hands get on people. That's how that started. That's why I had to bust a gun, baby.
Hey, I'm a...
That's how that shit started too. Arguing, fussing, and fighting. Hey. Let's get it gripped.
Hey, Queen, I'm gonna chime in on something, you know, and this is for all the fathers, you know what I'm saying, or future fathers. Financially, make sure you intact, you know, and to avoid even, you know, having to deal with the child support aspect of it, keep all of your receipts financially, you know, all of the things that you're actually doing for your children. These are things that are gonna help you if you go to court. So that you don't even have to pay child support because you're already taking care of your child. These are all of the things that are really going to help you. I can't stress that enough. Keep a record of all of the things that you're doing. And as far as the visitation, one of the other things you can alleviate, like she said, you can meet at different places like a police station and things like that. You can also have a third party awarded so that person is always there. You know what I'm saying? So that you can actually see your child to avoid any types of conflict. But I can't stress enough, financially, make sure you keep a record of all of your stuff. Because they will burn you if you don't.
You definitely right about that. You definitely right about that. I got Kima Dima. You know, she right here. She holding me down. Yo, how I love what I do. Because I just left from work, my 9 to 5, and then I hop right on the show. Y'all want to know why? Because I fucking love y'all, man. Because I'm a grinder. And this is what I do. And I got my partner in crime right here, Kima Diva. She want to chime in on this conversation right here. Go ahead, Queen.
Okay, well, I heard someone talk earlier about, you know, the person not being able to see their kids. That they pay child support and all the money goes to the significant other. And I just, you know, you being me, I'm a statistics person, in fact. So what I would do if I was you, if I was in such a situation like that, do is you take pictures. You know, you got vacation with your kid, and you see your kid looking bummy, snotty ass, you know, when he gets dropped off to you, messed up hair, and, you know, teeth is busted up, and you know you just paid $300 to $400 child support. You take pictures of your kid. Don't be afraid to. And when you go to that custody hearing again, you show the judge pictures. And every time you do that, you make sure you let your kid know what's going on, and then never to be afraid to tell the judge what's going on. Make a bond with your kid, so when it's time to happen, you know what I mean? Don't talk bad to the kid about the other parent. You know what I mean? Don't be like, you know, your mother got you outside looking like a fucking mom, and what the hell is going on? You know, don't do that. What you do is you talk to your kid, and you let them know, look, you know, things ain't too good for your mother and me right now, but it's going to get better. You don't put the other person down. You encourage the child and let the child know that you are there for them. It's not about you and us parents, it's about that kid. And that's how it works out for your day. You know what I mean? So, and make you involved in the kid's life as well. You know, even involved in the child's life. Even though they're going to be around for long, it's not really anything you need to worry about, but at the end of the day, you still need some type of connection or relationship with the other person because you do have a kid together. That's basically the one to say, and that's it. Thanks. And,
That's definitely what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. Y'all see how we get down. We definitely got love for the kids. We definitely got love for the parents. And you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I like what she said about being involved in the other person's life. You ain't necessarily got to be involved. You can just ask them, like, you okay? Is everything okay? You know, I am concerned just as we ain't together. I do care about my child, you know.
You never allowed your kids to go home back to that person. They're not mentally and, you know, mentally stable. You gotta realize that's not a good environment for your child. You know, you got this person that smoke weed all the time and drink all the time. Realize your son or daughter has to go home to this person, and that your significant other or your baby mother, baby father is okay because you don't want your child in that type of environment.
And things can go for the worst, man. Things can definitely get for the worst with the emotional aspect of it, that person hating or harboring hate against you and taking it out on your child, you know, cursing your child out, disrespecting your child, your child developing low self-esteem, head down. You know, you want to make sure you definitely stay on point. Like, it doesn't matter if me and my significant other separate. I'm telling, like, look, when I told you I love you, love means a promise. When I said I love you, I promise to always be there. So just because we ain't together don't mean I ain't going to look out for y'all. I ain't going to have you running around looking La Vida Loca, but come on now. Hotline is lighting up. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Future Andrew, where we at?
Well, call lines, I got a 253 on the check-in. I'm about to bring them in. 253-253-293. You can state your name, where you calling from. You on the DJ Mary Kay Show.
Yo, DJ Jazzy J's in the house from 253.
DJ Jazzy J, what's going on, baby?
What's going down? What's going down? Hey, man, I got something real smooth to tell y'all about, man. This is actually going to be a twist for y'all. I moved from Jersey to Washington about 16 years ago and met a female out here. Dated her for almost 7 years off and on, you know, actually caught a case with her, you know what I'm saying? And we actually had a son, you know, loved him to death, took care of him, did everything I could because that's how I was, you know, born and raised and everything. And, you know, it got real heavy, you know, talked about marriage and we worked together. You know, I've been a DJ for almost 13 years. And, you know, she slept with my best friend, slept with some of my DJ partners, and come to find out, you know, we had this baby together. You know, moved in, took care of him, you know, gave him everything he needed, you know, and then come to find out that he wasn't even mine, you know. And now I'm to the point where I haven't even still gotten a paternity test, you know. I'm still taking care of him, knowing that he's not even mine. And I've been in jail back and forth for her, you know what I mean, trying to get custody of him. Battling back and forth, you know, fighting, and it's always about her, not about him. She takes the child support money, spends it on herself, go gets her nails done, you know what I mean? And I haven't seen him, you know, since, I mean, he was 2 years old. He's almost six now, you know, and I kind of veered myself away from that situation, and I feel bad because, you know, he needs me, you know, where he's at right now, especially, you know, a male growing up in this world is real, real hard, you know. No disrespect to women, but it's really hard for males, you know, losing a father because they need that male figure in their life. And, you know, mm-hmm. I feel bad for her, but, you know, building the case with her and knowing that the situation of what it is and it's always about her, I try to put myself out of the situation. You know, I'm struggling as it is, surviving on my own, you know. My parents and everything ain't there for me, so I got to be a man to myself. My father wasn't there as well, so I know how he feels. So, you know, I'm kind of looking for some advice, you know, on what to do about the situation. You know, I'm not trying to put myself behind bars again with the career that I'm in now on this situation, and I know it can lead to that. So, you know, if anybody can chime in on that, give me some information, you know, give me some kind of, you know, guidance, I'd appreciate that.
Oh, I'll definitely let my panel, you know, run down my panel. You know, we can definitely chime in on that situation for you. I'm going to start with the queen, because that sounds like definitely a intense desire, you know, for that child that you got there. And, you know, basically give that man a round of applause, yo, for still being in this child's life, and that baby is not his, paying child support, and homegirl just, you know, Willy Wonka and around. So you definitely deserve a round of applause for that king for still staying in that child's life, not being his biological father, but, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
When you holler at the king right
oh,
there.
No, I don't even know how to approach this one to begin with. All I can say is that God has blessed you with something a lot of people don't have, and that's patience, because you're a better one than me, and I'm telling you this as a woman. If I was in your shoes, I don't know that I could necessarily keep going with this situation, especially if it's bringing legal problems, it's bringing emotional problems, it's bringing financial problems. But on the same hand, I understand when you love a kid. The love that you have for a kid is so different than the love you have for anybody else, even your significant other, your mother, your father. When you step up to the plate and you being a parent, and you don't have to be blood, or you didn't have to bust a nut to be a parent. It's a lot of parents out here right now taking care of kids that are not biologically theirs. So
right.
That's one thing. Like, I don't think you any less his father because he's not from you. Like,
right, right.
And I think that once you know, is your name on the birth certificate? Did you sign the birth certificate?
Yes, I did.
Well, you his father. That's
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
The birth certificate is legally binding. They tell, you know, in these same type of cases when the guy find out the kid not his and he want restitution for the child support, he want the child support order lifted, that's a legal process in itself, because once you sign the birth certificate, you are the father.
That's
so with that being said, fight for your rights. If she don't want you to have any rights to this kid legally, emotionally, tell her to get your name off the birth certificate, because as long as your name on the birth certificate, the legal system recognizes you as his father, and you have rights to your child. You've been providing money when you was taking care of him. You know, he started calling you daddy. He wasn't calling nobody else daddy. When he said daddy for the first time, he said it in reference to you. So fight for your rights legally. You legally have rights to your son. I'm not going to say you have rights to that child, because that's your son. You have rights to your son, and don't let anybody else tell you different. Until your name come off the birth certificate, then she can't keep him from you. And men have to learn to fight for their parental rights. Seriously. Y'all have to step
right.
up. I know it's a headache. It's a hassle. It's time. Sometimes it's money. It's energy. But in the long run, if she's the type of woman you say she is, you doing your child much more harm by walking away from the situation and throwing your hands up in the air than you are by fighting for your child, because she's only destructive to his growth. And she's not even a good woman, so there's no way she can help him be a good man. So I say you go for it. Fight for it. See what the legal system has to offer you.
I appreciate that, man. I really appreciate what y'all do. I hope y'all keep it up, man. God bless all y'all.
Well, we definitely appreciate you calling in, King, and blessing us with that situation right there. So this is the each one teach one situation. This is the each one teach one show. This is the each one teach one family, man. We're about to go on to break, get some more hot music, and then when we come back, we're going to chop it up about these services, and I'm going to break down to y'all exactly. It's four different type of custody situations and battles. So we're going to go into some of this hot music again. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. We're rolling it down, baby.
This Future Guru 100, I want to play a jam for all of baby mamas and baby daddies out there. The reason I want to play this joint is so everybody could just, you know, work on communication. Don't go in an aggravated state. If you mad with your baby mom, don't go over there mad. If you mad with your baby daddy, don't go over there mad. You can get him locked up, or you can get locked up.
Locked up, they won't let me out. And I had a long day in court, shit stressed me out. Won't give me a bail, they can't get me out. Now I'm headed to the county, gotta do a bid here. I'm used to living luxurious, I don't wanna live here. The walls is gray, the clothes is orange. The phones is broke, the food is garbage. A lot of niggas is living with these circumstances. SP's the same, I still murk your manses. Drug money to rap money, work advances. Niggas ran and told I should've murked the Kansas. Got popped for a murder attempt. Knocked me on D block when I was burning the hemp. Had a brick in the stash, hope they don't take it to a further extent. Locked up and they won't let me out. When I hit my cell block, niggas know to threat me out.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why do what I do? The freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. No registration. Stop patrolling. And now they done stop me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
Town to Rio, back with a couple peeps. The corner block's on fire, undercover's dressed as jeans. Making so much money, products moving fast. Put away the stash, never sold the last bag. Fucked around and got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me
my
out.
Now that I'm locked up, I rep two sets, so I'ma ride or die and stay deep locked up. Two toothbrushes up, whoever wanted would be. When I walk by, nigga, get up, cause I'm locked up, they can't get me out. I smoke a stick of haze when they stress me out. Go and hit the bar when the wrecks be out. Can't wait for the day when they let me out.
Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. I can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out.
They won't let me out. Yo, shout out to my brother, Corey Brinson, a.k.a. Bo.
Bolio,
baby, we holding you down, yo. We got good news from my brother today. He hit us on the jack, man. He said he definitely getting transferred to a low security unit. And after that, come the halfway house. After the halfway house, he coming home, yo. We holding you down. As soon as he hit, yo, as soon as his release time, we gonna be in front of the jail. Bacardi on deck, everything on deck. Like, we love our brother, yo. Anybody that's got somebody that's locked up and locked down, yo, make sure y'all do, y'all, you know, just make it special. Even if it's going to the 99-cent store and getting them a card and sending it to him. His birthday is April the 19th. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send him a birthday card every day for 19 days just to let him know this is something small that I can do. And I'm going to make sure I'm going to put some bread on this book, too. But, you know, we sacrifice for our brother, and we love him, man. Shout out to my brother, Corey Brinson, yo. We can't wait to that man come home and he reunites.
Ladies, watch out.
Oh, matter of fact, go ahead and pull him up right there. He got a Facebook page. Go to Facebook, put in Corey Brinson. He fine as a motherfucker. You better watch yourself. He fine as wine. You better watch yourself. He's sick. Well, we ain't dealing with no baby mama situations over here. Ma, we'll shut you down. He got two lawyers. We got two of them. We'll play no games. We bought that cash. Oh, man. Yo, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We definitely getting in. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesday. We got Future Groove 100 on the ones and twos. We got Y.B. live in the building with us. We got the Queen and Prince Desire holding it down. Oh, we got G is always walking with us, man. Y'all make sure y'all can check in the chat room with us, too. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Go ahead and get your comments in there. Go ahead and ask your questions in there because we definitely getting it popping. Oh, man. Guru, you funny as hell playing Akon locked up, too.
Well, it's a message in the music. It's a message in the music, you know. Yeah, it's definitely a message in the music, man. We're dealing with, you know, some evil situations, you know, whether, you know, it's the mom or the dad, you know. So when it's a child involved, that's the innocent one. But you could have two forces of evil on both sides and forget about the child, so... That's what happens. When the police come, they're not going to stop cuffing you. They're going to cuff you. They're going to cuff you and throw you in jail. You know what I'm saying? So everybody just relax. You got to breathe before you go to your baby mama house if there's some drama over there. Just breathe. You got to breathe.
Breathe. One into the two. Two into the three. Three into the four. Then you got to breathe. Most definitely, man. Talk about that locked up situation. Talking about that locked up situation, you can definitely you can definitely get caught up and catch a felony. You know what I'm saying? What, you gonna hurt your pockets because your feelings hurt? And I think that's a lot of people. Hey, that's a shot. You gonna hurt your pockets because your feelings hurt? Are you serious? Man, listen, I done had my feelings hurt plenty of times, and I damn sure tell you one thing, it ain't going to hurt my pockets. You can call me what you want, just don't call me Collect, baby. That's how I feel. We had a situation with I was reading on my Facebook, and shout out to April LaJoy, man. It was this lady, I don't want to jack her name up, but I think it's Gobbledine. But I'll get it in a few minutes. Diva got full lips, so bear with me. She actually had a 13-year-old daughter, and her daughter was having some behavior problems. And come to find out, the child has a mental disability, so she ended up going to the courts and going to social services to get help with this child. So what the caseworker and what the social services decided to tell them is to put this child on these medicines. She put the child on the medicine. She agreed. And the child actually got worse with the behavior. So she went to a physician to get a second opinion. And the doctor was like, take that child off that medicine immediately. So she did so. So being that when she did it, the diaper worker or the caseworker
or whoever decided that she was going against rules and regulations and showed up at her door with the caseworker, showed up at her door with a police officer to come and remove her child from the home. Now, what the mother did, she said, y'all ain't taking my child. She barricaded herself in the house, and she bust the damn shot off. Now, it didn't say that she shot at the police, but she said there was a shot that was let off, and they have locked this sister up. Go on my Facebook page. Y'all can read the story. But they have locked this sister up, and the child is still in protective services. And how funny, the family was there like, look, we'll take care of her, the child on the behalf. These courts had a hearing and didn't notify none of the family and said that none of the family showed up. That's why they still have the child in their care, which was a lie. So be very, very careful with this whole system situation. And all you people, I know it's some fathers and some mothers and even cousins and aunts get mad at the person and want to call diapers and say, oh, they ain't taking care of their kids. They smoke, they drink, they argue, and they do this, and them kids need to be removed from them homes. Y'all really need to think about what y'all doing before y'all call these services and talking about removing a child. Because I know a young lady that her child was removed from her home. Her baby was no more than 3 months old. And she went through this program for like 15 weeks, and 2 days before she was supposed to get her child back, her child died, a baby, in the custody of a diaper. They took the baby from her and put it in another child, a child care worker, another foster parent placement temporarily, and died. So they're trying to say it was that she died from cardiac arrest. So you mean you took my child from me, my baby, 3 months old, and said I was an unfit parent and take it to another chick house and the baby died from cardiac arrest? Are you serious? Be careful what you're hating, yo. People are very disrespectful and spiteful. Why, Dabi, you still with us?
Yo, I'm still here.
That's definitely what's up, man. The brother that was just on, DJ J Jersey, you know, I commend him for still taking care of that child and being there for him. And his name is on that child birth certificate. What advice would you have for him?
That's actually, that's, you know, I always say for another man to take care of another individual's baby, you know, that's a different type of respect. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I'm that man, to be honest. But you never know until you're in that situation. I'm not harsh with kids, so I really couldn't see myself turning away someone if I was to get with someone that had a baby, turning away from it. But I will say this. The queen hit it on the head. He signed a birth certificate, so technically, I mean, all due respect, you know, he is the father. Only thing I can say is follow up. Well, she said he definitely need to exercise those courts and get his rights, especially if he's not seeing his kid. I mean, as a father, and you know, I don't have a son, so I can't, you know, can't really touch on the importance of raising, you know, raising a boy. But I know what it was like for my father not to be there for me, so I can only imagine, you know, what his son is actually going through with not being able to see his dad, and he constantly, I mean, he went to jail for this situation. So, I don't know, like again, you know, me, myself, with the finances, the jail, so that's legal issues, the drama with the chick, I don't know, that's, in them type of situations, it's easy to walk away from. That's not my kid, you know what I'm saying? So, to each his own, but I definitely commend it.
This is what I wanted to say, too. You know, as me being a young woman who I am on today and being a strong black queen, and as far as a father not being there, it's hard for a young boy, but it's hard for a young girl. And I would speak from from the queen point of view, because I had to learn, you know, on my own, what a man was all about. I had to fall and scrape my knees and get a lot of scratches and bruises and broken hearts and confusion before I understood exactly how a man was supposed to treat me. Queens,
right,
and kings, I need to understand it's very vital for important for a girl, because the father shows her the way the father treats the mother and the way the father treats the daughter. She is learning that this is the way a man's supposed to treat me. He's supposed to care about me. He's supposed to respect me, talk to me with love and caring. And if we don't have those father figures growing up, you know, we're going to make a lot of mistakes, and a lot of times we're going to get with a man because we didn't have that father love. Mary J. Blige made a song about it, The Father in You. You know, and that's why you see a lot of these women around here calling their man daddy. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't have a father figure. They didn't have nobody at home. They have nobody to take them, you know, out and, you know, be there. And when you go on your first date or prom or whatever the case may be, they don't know what a man is supposed to do, let alone what a man looks like, because most likely mama was working all the time, or her emotions all fucked up, so she just jumped from man to man.
You know what, though? As a father of three girls, I say this, I pride myself on taking care of my girls, because no man will ever be able to treat my daughters the way I can treat them. And I say that from a father's standpoint of, I'm showing them. I give my daughters, like my daughter's 10, I will buy my daughter flowers, you know what I'm saying? I show my daughter the ropes, you know what I'm saying, of how a gentleman, how a real man should really treat you. And I think that's very important as a father that got girls, because if another man comes in her life and he outshines what you can do, you know what I'm saying, if you never showed your daughter proper courtesy or to let them know, yo, a man can open the door for you, or he can, you know what I'm saying, he can take you on walks in the park, he can, you know what I'm saying, have intimate moments with you, he can be there for you when you study, you know what I'm saying, if you never showed your child that as a father, how do you expect her to get into a relationship with a man and understand what a man is supposed to do for him? You know what I mean?
And you definitely right about that. And, you know, also a woman knowing that a man's job is to provide, protect, and present new opportunities. The three P's. You're supposed to provide, you're supposed to protect me, and you're supposed to present new opportunities. And a lot of things with my young queens out there, my older queens that's listening, if a man can't give you knowledge, he can't give you nothing. That's what you should be looking for. The knowledge point of view, can you teach me something? Teach me something that I don't know. Even in any relationship, it's supposed to bring out the best in you. Not you always arguing, frustrating, and caught up with your emotions. And to our young kings out here, it's sad because you get these women that got these emotional baggage. They bag ladies. But they care about them, and they see some good things in them, and they want to help them out. But what they don't realize is a lot of times they far gone, and they got to deal with their own issues, their own daddy issues. They own, my father wasn't there for me. I hate him. She got to get all of that out and talk about it, because not for nothing, all she going to do or all he going to do, males go through it too, is repeat a cycle. And not breaking it. Now you got insecurity issues. You jealous. You want to argue with me. You don't want to communicate with me. Now all I hear is you don't love me. You don't treat me. You don't do this. You don't do that. Mm-hmm. And you know you doing everything in your power for this person and more, even the shit that you can't do, and they still ain't happy.
But you know what?
It's hard.
I would definitely say from a man's standpoint, it's very the statement that said only man can raise men is true to a certain degree. Yo, a man should be there to raise his son, because when he's not there to raise his son, you're leaving it on the woman. And I'm not saying a woman cannot do this, because my mama did it. But what happens is the mother has to play the mother and father role to a male. It's easy for a mother to play the woman figure to a girl because she's a girl. But as a male, you need certain things. So that's why you get some males that is insecure, very, very sensitive, or was just raised around a bunch of women that have, like, a lot of women tendencies. And sometimes you can't fault that. You know, I said if you were just raised by just women, if you're in a house full of women, from sisters to a grandma to a mother, You know, so you can't afford it because those are your surroundings. So it's almost like, damn, you know, where did you get your man's fatherhood from? Or where did you get your manhood from? You know, to be able to develop into a man, to understand what a man is supposed to do, and not alone just a man, but a father. You know what I'm saying? You're only basing it from a mother's standpoint because your mother raised you your whole life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes that can, I'm not saying it's all, that's no excuse, but sometimes in a man, those are flaws that is at the top of the list for him. You know what I mean?
It's open. My bad. I hear you.
Oh, no, that's all.
My bad. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's all. I mean, you know, it's just some men raised by women, and I'm not going to say a woman does a better job than a man because I never judge parents. Parents always do a great job, period. Some parenting is better than others, but, you know, and I think it's very, very important whether you're together or whether you separate it. If you separate it and it just it's not going to work, it's very, 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 very important that you be in that child's life, male or female. That's from a male standpoint. It's very important.
You're definitely right about that. And it's, I mean, if you separate it, you know, when you separate it, I think you should try harder when you separate. Like, I'm going to put that extra step. Thank you. I'm going to put that extra step. I'm going to go that extra mile to try a little bit more harder to be able to deal with you. I ain't going to kiss your butt now. That ain't going to happen. But at the end of the day, we got to communicate and we got to be there for one another. And I was saying to myself before, I was like, wow, I'm an 80s baby. It's like 80% of the dudes that I know that was born in the 80s is emotional as hell. But and that's the truth. Emo. It's emotional. What am I to do with all these dudes is extra emotional? But you already know, it is what it is. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Genius, you want to chime in on the situation?
Yo, I think Genius actually is in a session right now.
Cool. We're going to get into some more of this hot music, and then when we come back, we're going to be answering some of these questions that was posted, and we're going to go into this audio. So, I'm just throwing myself in the shot. Don't mind me. I just wanted to bust my guns. Queen, what's going on?
I mean, it's a touchy situation. It's like it's two things I agree on. Bad mouthing the other parent to your kid. That's the most tasteless shit. Excuse my language, but it needs to be said. That's the most tasteless shit that a parent can do, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
If you not rocking with the other parent, that's your problem. That is your problem. But to go and purposely distort a kid's image of their parent, I mean, let's be honest, not even just a parent, but whoever raised them, but let's be honest, for the longest time until we was old enough to comprehend, our parents or the people raising us could do no wrong in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the innocence of a child. I think that's the innocence every child deserves. I don't think a kid deserves to hear, your punk ass daddy ain't come through with that child support check like he's supposed to.
Yo, you know what's so bad about
that's not lying though.
Like
that's not really cute. Like I was raised by a single mother, and I think she did an amazing job. I never in my life lived more than 15 minutes away from my father, but. And it was his choice not to come around and be the father he should have been.
but my mother never made that known to me till I was old enough to ask those questions myself. When I finally wanted to know the situation between myself and my father's relationship, I went to him. I never had it in my mind as a kid that my daddy wasn't shit. Because my mother didn't preach that. If she was mad at him, she would go in her room, say whatever she had to say to herself on the phone, and then she would continue business as usual. I never heard my mother badmouth my father. Now, currently, that I form my own opinion about my father, the truth make its way out. But even then, I have to ask about it. My mother never is not one to be like, yeah, let me tell you what else your ain't shit ass daddy did. And I'm an adult. We don't have those kind of conversations. If I have a conversation with her about my father, she listens, she give her input, and she move on. We don't ever sit around and just bash my father. So my thing to parents is, oh, and the other thing is, like, if you want to meet at a safe place, this, that, or third, parents, before you try to ever take custody from the other parent, have a valid reason, please. Trying to take custody from the other parent because you don't like his new bitch or you don't like his new nigga just because he there, you ain't never talked to the person, they never had a meal with the person, held any kind of conversation with the person, you just don't like the fact that they're in the picture, so now you don't want that nigga or that quote-unquote bitch around. Don't have that bitch around my daughter. That's not cute. If you're going to take custody from a parent, let it be because it endangers the safety and welfare of your child. If that man was whooping your ass every day y'all was together and you finally found the courage to leave, then you go and snatch his custody. You make it known to the judge that he is a threat to your safety and your child's safety. But just because he or she not doing what you want them to do or saying what you want them to say or living under your iron fist until you find somebody new, it don't work like that. It doesn't work like that at all. So cut it out, seriously.
I think a lot of them. Hold on.
That's interesting.
I think a lot of men and women fail to realize, like, after we break up, and even with my child, you using my child is not going to make me do nothing you want me to do. Actually, what I'm going to do is more the opposite shit that you want me to do. I'm not your child. How you going to try to treat me like I'm your child and telling me what I should and shouldn't do and what I can't and can't do? And it's called the new boo blues. I call that shit the new boo blues. You know, now all of a sudden, he got his new chick or she got her new nigga. She been acting tight funny because this, and that, and so forth. Knock it off. Wham. Don't nobody want to hear that. That's a win situation. I got some audio here. And it's from Goldberg Jones. Actually, a divorce for men. It's a divorce for men. And I found this pretty interesting, and I wanted to play this audio for you guys. If you go to the website, www.goldbergjones-wa.com, and let me get this volume up because I want y'all to be able to hear this. But what they said in here was very interesting to me as far as what the judge is looking for when they looking to do the custody hearing. So, Queen, I'm going to need you to hold me down and let me know if this is loud enough. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Bill Goldberg.
And I'm Rick Jones.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
All right, let me go ahead and play this audio for y'all.
If you're a father with questions about child custody, we can help. Here's Ken Allen, the managing attorney of our Seattle office. The court order that defines custody is called the parenting plan. The parenting plan includes a schedule for your children covering every single day of the year, including school breaks, holidays, and other special occasions like birthdays, both yours and theirs. The parenting plan will also designate important decision-making authority as between both parents. As a father, obtaining a quality and thoughtful parenting plan is the most important issues you face regarding your children's future. The decisions that are made at this crucial juncture will define the relationship you have with your children for the rest of your life. Men often overlook custody details in an effort to keep the peace, only to find out later the far-reaching effects. We are here to protect your rights as a father and to help you maintain this critical relationship. Our client wants what's best for their kids. Believe it or not, so does the law. Contested custody issues are determined by evaluating the best interests of the children. Most often, this means the court will be looking to see who, between the parents, has already been doing the majority of the day-to-day parenting. Who cooks the meals, helps with homework, coaches their teams, gets the kids to and from their activities. These are the types of parenting roles the courts are looking for. Being a dad, it may feel like the cards are stacked against you when it comes to custody of your children. However, more and more fathers have taken on these crucial parenting roles long before getting to divorce. At Goldberg Jones, we are pleased to represent caring and involved fathers, whether you are going through a divorce with children or already have a parenting plan that is in need of change. Call me with any questions you might have. Reliable information is critical to making good decisions. I'm Ken Allen, and I'll answer your phone questions at any time.
Ken. Education is everything. You owe it to yourself and your children to make smart decisions. Goldberg Jones has been helping husbands and fathers for more than 15 years. Let us help you.
What Diva Mary Kay would definitely rock with Goldberg Jones, man. I'm definitely feeling that information and talking about the parent plan. When it comes to separation, even with divorce and not even divorce, separation as well. You know, the court is looking at who does the routines and who's the child spending the majority of the time with. You know, the majority of the time, you know, who's cooking the meals, who's doing the school, who's taking them back and forth to their activities. So I think that's very important. We're about to take a break and get into some Jaheim Never. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's do it, man.
The kind of brother that thought I would never slow down. I used to swear that I don't even care what happens, but baby, right now, you changed my mind. And it took some time, but now I understand I can be a better man. I never had a chance to meet a lover quite like you. You revealed another part in me, girl, your love is tried and true.
Never
will I break your heart.
Never
will we ever part.
Never.
Can't believe I used to say it. I used to say
never,
but I love this way.
Never
give my heart away. Never would this player hang his jersey up and leave the game. Never would have thought in a million years I would be here. That's why I say
never,
when I know the truth.
Never,
when I know that you would come into my life and make everything new. Oh, never would have thought I would take your hand. Girl, I swear I would never, 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 never say never again. Again, again. Baby, 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 there ain't no question that I love you. I know we've had our ups and downs, but through the tears, I know there is nowhere I can say I'd rather be now. You're my shining star.
I mean that.
Cause you got my heart and now I hold your hand. Cause you made me a stronger man. I wish that I could place the whole world in front of you, but a man is just a man, so baby, here's my vow to you, babe.
Never
will I break your heart.
Never
will we ever part.
Never
can't believe I used to say it. I used to say
never,
my love its way.
Never
give my heart away.
Never would this player hang his jersey up in me again.
Never would have thought in a million years I would be here. And that's why I say,
never
had I known the truth,
never
when I know that you would come into my life and make everything new. Oh, never would have thought I would take your hand. Girl, I swear I would never, 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 never say never. From the day you came along, I sung a brand new song that you're a special part of me. Before I had no clue, I was lost till I found you, baby. Love this way, give my heart away. Never would this player hang his jersey up and leave the game. Never, no, 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 never, no, 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 no. Hey,
yeah. Never, oh. Never.
Never, 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 never say never again.
Never, ever, ever would Diva Mary Kay leave you guys, because I love you so, so much. And Jaheim just got me in a lovable situation. Big shout out to Jaheim and doing his thing over there. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. ENT is Woman to Woman's Wednesday, but we getting it in for the men and the women right now. We're talking about them baby mamas and them baby fathers that be trying to hold these, keep these kids away from the parents. Like, that's definitely not cool. And I like what the kings and the queens said. If they ain't causing no physical harm or no what's your face to your kid, then you don't need to be keeping them from the parent at all. Like, that's definitely not cool. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And actually, instead of going to child support, you can actually see a mediator at the court where y'all can come up with an agreement. Like, if y'all can't come to an agreement at the end of the day, you be like, look, I just can't do it. You can schedule for a mediator. And y'all can sit down with this mediator and do a written form rather than it being a prolonged situation going throughout in court. Because how long does it usually take for you to get a court date? Does anybody know how long it usually takes for you?
Forever. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's depending on the states, man. Like, court dates come like Christmas.
Oh, damn. That's messed up. So would it take, like, 30 days? You know, maybe 30 days to get that?
You may get a hearing. Okay, I say I went to court. Let me see. Say I went down to request for a hearing. I talked to the magistrate. I did that tomorrow. I may have a court day. What's today? The 30th? Well, today's the 1st. I may have a court day, but I want to say I may have a hearing by April 20th, April 25th.
Okay. That ain't bad. That's only 2 weeks later.
No, hell no. That's horrible.
I think it's the impatience that, bro, you already mad as hell. that you went down to the court. Now you're even more madder because you have to, now you got to stand in front of this judge that's most likely going to reschedule the court hearing. So, you know, I definitely want your opinion on that. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm so, not necessarily caught up, but I'm so bugging about this story with this lady, and she went to go get help for her daughter, and the court decided that because she wouldn't medicate her child, that they was going to take her child away. It was an option. Like, she went down there on her own. Nobody had to make her go. Nobody, she didn't have any priors either, and they're trying to trump her up on crazy charges right about now, man. It's crazy. You got to be careful what you're doing out here. And like you said, you got to be careful with who you having a baby with. And that's real talk.
That's real talk. When you split, if you split, please. I'm just going to say please. Do not bring your kids around me and everybody. I'm just a fine individual. I talk to a lot of individuals, so I know for a fact, 97% of the people I talk to, when I'm kicking my, I know I'm off top. Never.
In fact, I had a chick that asked me why you couldn't bait my two-year-old.
That shit ain't even gonna come out your mouth, though. Like, for real, lose my number. That shit will make me ask you, lose my number.
Oh, wow. It's chicks out. These chicks out here is real crazy. I'm actually looking on Facebook right now. And shout out to my girl Nequa, my cousin Nequa. It says, First Lady Female Rap Group from Atlanta. I'm selling pussy. I have to see this.
Wow.
I just have to. And hopefully it's some audio on it so we can hear it.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you, it says, The First Lady. Oh, hell no. No, this is not. Yo.
Do not ever play that on the Diva Mary Kay show again. Not on
Wednesday. Yo, not on what? Yo, you got. Oh, yo, it's. She
you know
said.
I'm talking about too much.
No, you gotta go. No, my God. You gotta go to my. This is a damn shame. You gotta go to my Facebook right now because it's a skinny chick with two big Oompa Loompa chicks on the side. Yo, this is a damn shame. I'm posting it as we speak right now. Please go. I cannot believe this. She said, I'm selling coochie. I ain't got to rap. And
this
look at.
So what the queen be saying every single week.
Basic.
Y'all some basic coochies.
No.
Y'all some basic. Yo, can I get. Yo. Queen, can we get you to say that, though? Can you please? For real.
What?
Can you just be your favorite quote,
yeah.
Please?
She said the best. She said the best. Say it, Queen.
So, I'm so dumbfounded because, yo, a basic bitch. This is not cute. I don't get it. Okay. You know how we like to venture off into another direction sometimes. Let me just say this. People need to take the word hater out their vocabulary sometimes. And I'm going to tell you why. Now, if you successful and you making good moves and you moving through this world with integrity and pride and hustle and you getting it the right way, and I got some bad shit to say, that's hating. But let me tell you, why I got retweeted something into my timeline. It was a picture of a chick. It was not sexy at all. Now, the chick looked like, I'm going to tell you the truth, she looked like a dead corpse laying on the floor with her legs spread open.
Damn.
She looked, was dead.
The only her cleavage was hanging out, but it was not flattering at all. I said something on Twitter like, this is not cute. Like, you don't got to do this on Twitter to be beautiful. You laying on the floor looking like you waiting for the coroner's office to get there.
Shame.
Why not a music associate tweet me like, why are you hating on her? Hating on her? Really? Listen, I respect a porn star on Twitter or a stripper more than I respect the everyday chick putting her ass on Twitter for free. You
yeah,
hang
right.
out, you showing everything, and you broke.
Wow.
You asking for gas money. You trying to get niggas to take you out to dinner. You living paycheck to paycheck, but every time you retweet it on Twitter, it's because your ass is hanging out. Or your boobs is hanging out. Listen, do better. And then she got kids. Do better.
Listen, though.
Internet.
Like,
it's going to be 20, 30 years from now, your kids might come across a picture of you spread eagle on the internet.
On the internet.
Listen, I will say this all the time, and I do, and I say it to Candace. I'm not even being like arrogant or, you know, saying modest when I say this. The most beautifulest person in the world is a person that knows how to dress. And I don't mean you put your stilettos on and you got your skirt on and you just this and that. Like, one day I seen the queen and she went to school. She had her school worked out. She had her glasses on. She had her scarf on. Like, it's cold outside. She had her coat on. And she just looked beautiful, though. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't really explain it. People call me crazy or whatever. Whenever you feel like you need to show your cleavage or you got to show your ass and you got to do that, that's a little bit too much for me.
And a lot of times, nobody want to see them saggy titties. Queen had to say, don't nobody want to see them saggy saddlebags, and don't nobody want to see that crusty crack. Point blank, period. Beauty is knowledge. Beauty is knowledge.
I don't have no problem with it, but it's a way to be sexy and garner attention. Like, it's a way to do it. Like, it ain't got to be, oh, look, my titties and my ass is in your face. Compliment me. Make me feel good. That's how it goes. Like, sexy is a state of mind. A smile can be so sexy.
Oh, her smile is so sexy.
All right, why not? Come on, like, could you just get ungoogly for 1 minute? Let me mute you, yo. I'm tired of you. Swear to God, I'm so tired of why not. You just get all googly. We don't, everybody don't need to know you googly ass, warm milk, peanut butter, jelly ass nigga. I said it. And I ain't hate you. I'm just tired of your googly ass. And that's it. Good. You can't say nothing because I got your ass muted.
Right. Like, it ties in. You know what I'm saying? I've seen, like, when you change your pics on Twitter, and I'll be like, oh, that's a very pretty picture. And it's your face. It ain't you with your ass hanging out. It ain't, like, if Makai get on the internet 15 years from now, you confident that Makai not going to run across no adult pictures of his mama on the internet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it all ties in. Like, people think what you do today won't come back to you tomorrow. Once
yeah.
you do it today and it's done, it's over. Like, what you do today, the decisions you make today, could possibly come back 5-10 years from now and bite you in the behind.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like,
but even when you put yourself out there, you know, how are you asking for respect? What are you asking for? How could you ask me or say to me, respect me? Or how could you ask your child's father, your child's mother, to respect me? You know, this is, it's a way to do sexy. It's a classy way to do sexy. I remember back in the day, modeling was really, really modeling. Now it's just baby oil, back shots, and that's for the woman. And then it's baby oils and pull your boxers down a little bit, pull your jeans down a little bit to show you your super V. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's just, I know sex sells, but gee whiz, man. Gee whiz, like, you ain't even modeling the clothes. The people are modeling ass and titties. That's it, ass, titties, and muscles. That's all they modeling now. And you are looking behind us and looking at the situation and saying, oh, yeah, this is what we're supposed to do. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to jump in on. This is how I want to get down. They getting money. They making it happen. They getting mad retweets. They getting mad followers or whatever the case may be. But all you doing is giving this piece a person is a free thrill and a cheap thrill. That's it. At the end of the day, when your children got to look at that, and then the sad thing about it, we'll turn around and tell our kids not to do it. How could you tell me not to do this?
Yeah, we do.
We do. We turn around and tell our kids, don't do that. Don't do what I say, not as I do. How could you, are you confusing me already, do what I say and not as I do? Ain't you supposed to be setting an example for me? We are going to break, get some music, come back, pay some bills, man. It's a lot. I mean, sometimes we get frustrated, whatever the case may be. But women, y'all got to know y'all worth. And if you got worth, a man going nowhere. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We got about 20 minutes before we get out of here. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's get it, man. That's a hot song. I think when you feeling some type of way or going through something and you feeling some type of way about your mate, about your situation, I think a lot of people just need to listen to that song, and I'm pretty sure 30% of your mind to get back right, man.
I agree.
That's just Steven's opinion. Otherwise, if you don't listen to a song and there's, like Guru said, there's a message in the music, and he was definitely right about that. If you don't take the time to get the message in the music, you're going to be all jacked up with your feelings. Then just because your feelings hurt, you're going to let your pockets hurt, and you definitely don't want that. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you just bust shot. Oh! And then you're going to be locked up with Akon. That is funny as hell, too. Dude, funny.
He's funny. I don't know, this is good topic, though. Definitely, you know, a lot of individuals. I mean, I know a lot of people that's going through the whole child support, or even in my current situation, though the storm may seem to appear to be over, but at least I hope and pray it is, most definitely. But I don't know what it is about individuals when you, I want to say, upgrade. Ain't it funny, when you upgrade from your current person that you were with, it's an issue and a problem. But if I was with a trash-ass individual, it wouldn't even be an issue. That is the craziest shit ever.
That's just... the insecurity situation, and it's sad. You think you better than me? You think you too good for the welfare pressures? Come out to the welfare pressures.
Okay, I do want to say this to man. Man, understand the different types of child support. Now, there is...
Take that over there.
Child support, one, is with the government. Now, if your chick is milking on the government, she gets out, she get checked, she got the dental, the medical, and all of that. They're going to tax you. They're going to wax you. They want their money. Shit need to be paid for. But if you can work out, like Guru was saying, if you can work out that relationship with your child's mom, just to be on a black and white scale, so nothing is in the middle, you can go down to child support as an individual. Y'all can both come up with a sum amount for how much you need to pay for your child a month, and y'all can actually do it that way. Therefore, if you ever fall behind, lose a job, whatever, whatever, at least he can go down there and get your arrears wiped out. If you're on the system, they're not going to wipe the arrears out because your baby mom
is no the money. Yeah,
so,
they gave her money, so they want their shit back.
So, you know, it's definitely ways to be able to work out the child support without it being, you know what I'm saying, the dumb, where, you know what I'm saying, like, it's ways to work through that and the custody. And I understand whenever you go get custody, you're going to have to get child support. It's going to be automatically.
It's going to come. I'm just not going to grant custody without granting child support to somebody. So.
Yeah, you're right. They ain't going to grant custody without granting child support. My heart and... hopefully this show was definitely beneficial to all of those who's tuning in with their baby mama, baby father issues. And at the end of the day, it's the communication piece that's most important. It's the communication piece that has to always be established. Again, we ain't make this baby with the man, so ain't no need for you to go to the man and try to have the man make me do something that I already been doing. There is a such thing as a slum mother and a slum father, you know, and that's what this child support situation and team was developed for. It was developed for those parents who won't help. But stop sipping scissor and throwing back pills and getting drunk and turning and tooting it up in the air. Like, don't just go be sticking your magic stick in something. You gonna lose your magic and sticking your magic stick everywhere. That's exactly what happened, because now you got this loose goose or this dumb bum on your hands, and now you got to deal with them for the rest of your life. So,
be careful who you had a baby with. I mean, man,
having a baby with somebody is like buying a house, man.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna like the next time I have a child, if I have a child, it's gonna be in a marriage. I don't care. Like, I wish I would have did that and waited, like literally. But you know what I'm saying? To each his own. You live with regrets, but man, be careful who you have a baby with. I'm serious. Like, man, I don't know what you got to do to take that person through whatever. But take them through whatever the fuck you can take them through.
I'm sorry. Yeah, man.
Thank you.
We're about to get out of here. Let's get these final thoughts popping. We're going to start with the queen.
Wrap it up. Something. I think that's my first thing. Like, I know when you first get pregnant, it's new, it's fun, you in love, and making love is intensified. But listen, you don't really know that person yet.
No.
You love them, but you don't know all that. You don't know everything you need to know to determine whether or not they're going to be a suitable parent for your kid. So if you take the responsibility to be responsible, to wrap it up initially or use contraceptives, whatever the case, then wait. If you have a baby with somebody, they get pregnant 6 months after y'all been messing around, and then you 18 plus years of pain, because it don't stop at 18 years. Let's be honest. Typically, if you have a productive kid, you want to see them go to college and do all this, that, and third. At 18, they still dependent on parents. They still begging. They still need help. So parenting don't stop after 18 years. So to avoid that lifetime of pain and grief and sorrow that the parents don't give you, just wait a little while. Just wait. Your swimmer can still be swimming if you wait.
Is she right? Those swimmers are still gonna be swimming if you wait, man. Let's get the final thought from you, Y Dot. Holla at us.
Yo, I'm still tripping on that last statement though. Seriously? Wow. Okay. Yeah, definitely wrap up, man, and choose your mate carefully. You know, just don't to any and everything, feelings and emotion may feel like that's the best individual in the world. You know what I'm saying? But as Martin said, when you get into that relationship, then they become that crazy and deranged ass individual. So, you know, just protect yourself and take care of your kids. If you're a father or you're a mother, just be that role model, be that kid's parent. Don't be that kid's friend, be that kid's parent. I can't stress no more than that. And you'll have a good night.
Well, my final thought is to God first, family second, career third. In any relationship, any situation, always understand that it is about the kid. It is not about you. There is never, ever going to be a price tag or a tag or a cost that will be more valuable than your child. And, you know, for my ladies out there, control your emotions, control your situations. When a relationship ends, the relationship ends with you. It does not end with the child. Y'all make sure y'all tune in with me tomorrow, Thursday, to Feed the Wolves, man. That's 11 p.m. on the east and 8 p.m. on the west. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. Big shout out to my co-host Intense Desire and my brother Y.B. holding me down. The Jeans is always live in the building. Future Guru 100 was showing me love. Ghetto Prophet, Jersey J, J Jersey DJ, and everybody else that tuned in online tonight. I definitely appreciate y'all and as much Diva love. Make sure y'all go to my blog at www.divaspotent.blogspot.com and make sure y'all donate to Diva Spot Radio ENT to keep the lights on. There is a donate button there. Make sure y'all support the cause. We about to get out of here. Much Diva love, man. If you made it this far, you can make it anywhere.
I'll go, I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one
I'ma be the one when I'm done.
Higher.
If I made it this far, I'll go
higher.
If I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far, if I made it this far, I'll go anywhere.
I can make it anywhere, places you ain't never there. Catch me in the drop top, places that I'm very near. I'm a hood nigga, yes, I'm really heavy there. I play my cards right, so my blessings everywhere. I'm on the move, so no one can ever bring me down. I won't stop till my name is sitting on the crown. Pain in my heart, trying not to make a sound. Trying to find myself, so I'm looking all around. I'm on a mission, so I'm headed to the tip top. To be known everywhere regarding hip-hop. I go hard, so you never ever see me fall. I'm God's child, I gotta answer his giving call.
I know, I'ma give it all day. Won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one, I'ma be the one when I'm done. When I make it higher, if I made it this far, I can take it higher. If I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far, if I made it this far, I'll go anywhere, 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 anywhere.
I made it this far, the only way to go is up. You hate is mad, you only think it's beginner's luck. Truthfully, I can say, I don't give a fuck. But you hate is here for a reason, go ahead and live it up. I'm trying to reach the stars, man, I'm feeling getting close. I feed off my team of ones who really care the most. I'm on the uprising, no, I ain't no friendly ghost. I wanna be the next best, don't really mean to boast. I gotta go hard.